Almost 89,000 barrels per day due to challenges with some wells. Also in this bulletin, finance lecturer Dr. Alex Anan Abaka criticizes.
Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
The Bank of Ghana for relying on high policy rate to tame inflation. Later, food chain assess meat producers appeal to government to support ahead of the festive season to increase consumption of meat processed in the country. We have details of this and more lined up for you. Please stay. Production on the Jubilee oil field slowed marginally ending October 2024. Talu Oil puts the amount at 89,000 barrels of crude oil. George Yaffe has the rest of the story.
Update linked the challenge to issues around its oil. Talu Oil and its operational update linked the challenge to issues with its wells on the Jubilee area development that affected total production. The oil exploration firm also believes that the planned shutdown of works on the Jubilee field also contributed, as well as issues with its year target, as well as revenue due and taxes due to the state. Talu Oil, however, revealed that they remain optimistic about things improving going forward. This is due to some corrective measures that has been implemented. One can talk about the deployment of the 4D seismic equipment from January next year, a move that could go a long way to improve drillings on the Jubilee field.
George Yaffe with that report. A while longer in the upstream sector, because exploration firm Springfield has established that its Afina oil well has significant commercial flow to aid full-scale production. More in the following report.
Springfield is coming out with this update following a directive from an international arbitration court as a result of the unitization directive from the government of Ghana. Based on the directive, Springfield was supposed to carry out fresh appraisals to establish whether there is any link to the wells operated by the Italian oil firm Eni, as well as the flow levels. Now, based on the works done by Springfield and the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, one oil well in that area can produce up to 12,000 of crude oil a day, a move that can now aid for commercial production. But sources say that the decision will be dependent on the government of Ghana. This is because the unitization directive has still not been withdrawn. Moving to work with Springfield based on fresh development.
Meanwhile, Group Chief Executive of Springfield, Kevin Autry, has been speaking about this significant milestone and its impact on commercial production.
We're extremely happy with the results of our appraisal program, which has further confirmed our understanding of our geological, geophysical, and reservoir models, and has demonstrated our operational capacity. Afina 1X is a vertical well. We are confident that a horizontal well or other well options that maximize reservoir exposure in the fields will deliver much higher production rates. This provides an incredible platform for reaffirming commercial development options for the Cenomanian and the Turanian reservoirs. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Springfield team and all the other service partners for conducting this activity safely and on schedule.
Kevin Autry is the Group Chief Executive of Springfield. Away from the upstream petroleum sector, finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Alex Anan Abaka, has lashed out at the Bank of Ghana for relying on high policy rate to tame inflation. According to him, the approach is lackadaisical and fails to address the fundamental challenges confronting Ghana's inflation. He spoke to Joy Business at a PFM tax policy dialogue at the University of Ghana.
Industrialization is really the key. Okay, that is the key. We should be able to, in my opinion, we should be able to do it. Botswana has done it. Okay, Kenya is doing it. The focus.
Look, you go to IMF, they are going to tell you the same. The focus should be producing and exporting, okay, what you have competitive what advantage on. That is really what it is. Okay. No country can really develop by relying on importation. You can't do that. And that is a trend. I mean, this has been the trend over a couple of years. We just importing.
Dr. Alex Anan Abaka is a finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School. Now, First Deputy Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Maxwell Opokwafari, has underscored the need for players in the built environment to undertake projects that will increase property values in the country. According to him, a quality built environment can attract investments, increase government's revenue, and prevent government from borrowing close to the financing gap. He was speaking on behalf of the Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ness Addison, at the annual general meeting of the Ghana Institute of Architects.
From those of us in the finance space, I strongly believe that enhancing our built environment will significantly open this space to leverage the huge potential of its inherent economic benefit. Governments of many developing countries and economies are struggling with domestic revenue mobilization. Meanwhile, a lot of value and resources are locked up in brick and mortar all over our economies, which cannot be tapped. A well-designed built environment with proper cadastres will allow government to formalize property values and collect the required property taxes to further help to maintain the various amenities.
Dr. Maxwell Opokwafari is the first deputy governor of the Bank of Ghana. The Ghana Cocoa Board has transitioned from using topsoil to a new soilless medium for raising cocoa seedlings, a move set to revolutionize cocoa cultivation in Ghana. The innovative medium Miracle Grow Potting Mix, developed by Ghanaian agricultural technology firm Chris Fiber in partnership with Admos Logistics, is composed to organic materials fortified with nutrients. The substance is expected to replace topsoil across cocoa board seed production centers, offering optimal conditions for cocoa seedlings growth, enhanced yields, and faster maturation. Edwin Kofisian reports Cocoa Board has begun training its technical officers on the new technology at Achim Tafo in the Eastern Region.
The new soilless medium boasts of high moisture retention, proper aeration, and improved seedling survival rates. Additionally, it will be used with recyclable receptacles, replacing the single-use polythene bags previously employed. Cocoa Board officials believe the soilless technology has the potential to mitigate environmental degradation caused by illegal mining and topsoil extraction, ensuring more sustainable agricultural practices. Deputy Executive Director of Cocoa Board Seed Production Division, Dr. Alfred Arthur, expressed confidence in the new medium.
Management thought it wise to assemble all regional managers, all cocoa station officers and technical officers at the head office to be here and learn about the product first and then also how to use it, basically, and then the benefits thereof.
To ensure a seamless rollout, Cocoa Board has organized training for all regional managers, cocoa station officers, and technical officers.
Erin Kofisian with that report. There, you're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Meat plays an integral part of most meals by providing nutrients to consumers. This, some nutritionists believe, is gradually being neglected. Today on Food Chain, my colleague Jesse Eriamagopo explores some challenges currently faced by local meat producers with the director of Choice in Meat, Cyril Opong.
Ghana's local meat market is projected to grow by 9.33% between 2024 to 2029. That's according to the Statistical Market Insights. This projected growth, some meat producers and processors believe, will be a challenge due to the high consumption of imported meat products rather than local products. Today on Food Chain, Director at Choicy Meat, Cyril Opon, shares how the influx of imported meat products is affecting local producers.
The imported meats, honestly, are a big challenge and a headache because most of them come in at a cheaper cost than we can produce here. Because what we learn is that most of those farms outside in the EU and so on, they are subsidized. and they store it, and after a while they need to get rid of it, so they would sell it. And they have advantages of economies of scale. One farm will probably have 100,000 pigs, whereas here a pig farm with even 500 pigs is considered a big farm. So if we allow them to just keep coming in, we will kill our industry here, because the industry is still growing and therefore cannot match and compete with already mature industries.
Cyril laments the sector receives minimal support from the government and called for a reduction in prices of feed components to cushion animal farmers.
Well, one of the things I think the government can do is to try and, if possible, guarantee some of the inputs for us. Yes, so that we don't have to go and compete, like I said, with Kenke sellers for the same maize. But it's not even only pig farmers. The poultry farmers are even more than the pig farmers. They also do the same thing. Because maize, again, for poultry, just like piggery, maize is a major component of the feed that you use to feed them, pigeon.
The director of Choicy Meats also added that the high import duty cost is a major challenge preventing meat processors from accessing the needed equipment to work efficiently.
Import duties can be a killer. Just for the farm, we also have a scale we use for the farm. They are actually animal farm scales. So weighing them through those scales are quite easy. So we recently bought one just this year. We bought a farm scale. So looking at the cost, we thought we could afford it, so let's go for it. Normally, you would expect that by the time you bring in the equipment, transport, duties, everything would add about another 30% to the value of the equipment you bought. This time, it was almost 100% the cost of the equipment. And that honestly caught me totally off guard. But fortunately, we were able to push and then have the machine released. Because after having spent so much, you dare not let them seize the machine for demurrage.
Ghana's meat production grew with a total increase of 39,000 metric tons, reaching 253,000 metric tons in 2023. That's it for today's edition of Food Chain with me, Jesse Eram Agbapo.
Next is Entrepreneur You.
You have a solution means it can solve a problem. For now, let's say people are ready to part with money to capture that value. There are two types of businesses. There is one that is called like a volume-driven business. And then there's low volume but high margin. So what is it? You are selling cars for the sake of as an example. I mean, you can be there for 2 months and you won't sell one car. But when you sell one, the margins are good. And then the other types of businesses where I have 20 cities. We go out on Zip. That's the zipper. Zip na esen atare ni munyira esen na zip esen. But a day auto be pray. So the margin is good. For me, it's a balance. Once you know the solution would work, it means there is a need, and that need is what the market is.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by
GCB Bank,
A Better Way, Your Bank, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, yes, one you want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank.